causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
And now, a star is born. On January 15th, 1988, the world welcomed little baby Skrillex. When the dubstep EDM DJ was born, there was only one way to celebrate. Well, that cleared out the room quickly. Skrillex, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
We're talking hip-hop with Steve Duro.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Attorney General nominee William Barr makes his pitch to the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Democrat Chris Coons wanted to know what Barr would do if President Trump asked him to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
Assuming there was no good cause.
Assuming no good cause.
I would not carry out that instruction.
Barr says he does not believe Mueller would be involved in any kind of witch hunt.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Wall Street unfazed after British lawmakers rejected terms of a deal to exit the EU.
We're up 155 points on the Dow. The S&P 500 up 27. That's a 1% move for the S&P 500. But I have to tell you, ho-hum. That's what the markets down here are saying and why this is exactly what they expected. They expected a big loss for Theresa May.
The Fox Business Network's Jerry Willis at the New York Stock Exchange. This is Fox News.
Big news for you, Steve Duro.
Okay.
He's our tax expert, making his annual visit. It seems like Steve has less and less time for us every year, Joey.
Well, he's a busy man, Greg.
I always try and make at least one afternoon.
We got to get you at least one more time. But I don't know if you get a chance to see Boom Magazine. You can look it up online, riverregionboom.com. If you can't find a copy, they're free. They're all over the place. Because this month, it's all about Brant McDonald, you know.
Right.
We talk money with him every afternoon. And in this month's column, I confess, in specific numbers, the monumental stupidity on how I turn $500,000 of buying power into dust. it's just real honest, you know.
Yeah.
And what did I call it? MUI, managing under the influence, you know, making big money decisions while you're drunk doesn't work and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to do my April column on you.
Okay.
We can run the gamut. I mean, I can, I've got some great tax stories to tell, too, you know. They may still remember me up the street weeping openly in their office one day when I came in and found that 75% of my paycheck. And thanks for the heads up. And if you're listening, you know who you are, and I'll never forgive you for that because you knew about it and didn't tell me. Then my check comes, and I could do that.
Yeah.
And several times. Well, you know, Greg, if you just obeyed the damn rules, you wouldn't wake up one day and see your entire paycheck missing or a zero bank balance because they just came and took it because for some reason they don't have to tell you.
Well, they probably did. You just didn't get, you know, because all they're required to do is mail it to the last known address. And if it comes back, well, hey, it's not their fault.
Too bad, so sad.
That's right.
But they can find
your... And that does happen. Oh, they can find your bank account.
Easy enough,
and where you work, yeah.
Sure.
Because that gets reported every week. So.
But if they mailed it to the old address and it bounced back, well, then you're SOL.
That's right.
That's Tanglet, tax lingo for single and on the look. It's 4:08. James is on the line. James, how are you on with Steve?
Hey, yes, sir. I wanted to ask Steve. Steve, if a lady, say, has paid her Aflac cancer policy for over 20 years, over $20,000, which she didn't deduct taxes for or anything as a tax deduction, but and loses her left lung and gets a little over $10,000, does she owe the $10,000 that she gets back from Aflac for losing her lung?
No.
She doesn't?
Nope.
Okay. Would that just be...
It's just, I mean, it's just an insurance. It's an insurance payout that is considered like a medical reimbursement, and so it's not taxable.
Okay. Oh, Russia. Well, any other question I'd be asking would probably be about baseball. So
No. We're here. Ask away. Hey, what, you know, why haven't the Braves signed Dallas Keuchel? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure. That team's going to be very interesting this year with the people they've gotten in there, though. They've kind of gone with a little, rookies and young people, and then brought in some old aces, Donaldson and McCann and Kako.
I know they're paying Donaldson a lot of money, assuming he's going to be healthy. $23 million, they're betting that he's going to be good again after 2 years of... bad health, but we'll see. But thanks. I was glad. Thanks for throwing a little baseball in the conversation.
That's it. Thank you.
$23 million, and they pay that. Baseball pays the players starting April 1st through the end of the season, October 1st. So that's like, let's just say you're making that's $4 million a month.
Right. I could live on that.
Yeah.
I don't have to work 1 month and I could live on
that. I know. I wonder, you know, what some of these guys do with it. I forget who the player was. Somebody that was in town for some, this is years ago, owns like 9,000 acres of Alabama land that he just uses for hunting.
Right.
And that's it. You got to put it somewhere, right?
Well, I mean, you might as well enjoy it. You can't take it with you.
Yes. And that's another reason I'm glad you're here today, because every time I look at the news, I feel like the end is near. It's driving me nuts. And I got great news from David Fagan. He's coming tomorrow. He's coming tomorrow to end this tub nightmare.
Oh, yes.
It's not that I gained a lot of weight or anything, but a standard-sized bathtub, I think I kind of know how a wine cork feels.
No, I don't like to be in a standard-sized bathtub.
No, it's my one little luxury. We don't live large. We don't. We have a very nice life here in Alabama. It's great. I could not, you know, when I go down to Florida, my poor daughter, not only does her a-hole husband walk out after 7 months out of marriage I'm still paying for.
Yeah.
She, you know, we're all behind her effort trying to buy a place because she, you know, they were together and rents down there for a small three-bedroom house at the end of the universe in Homestead. It's $1,500 a month. And she really can't afford to stay there on her own, and I don't want her taking her. So we're trying to help her buy, and she got approved. She got a promotion due any day, which will jump her salary some, but got approved to buy a $175,000 place with like 3% or 5% down. There's nothing.
Right.
There's nothing unless you want to live in a high kill zone in South Florida that you can get close to for $175,000. It's unreal. I don't know how people do it. But we could never live down there with what we enjoy here.
Well, right. I mean, cost of living, $175,000 house in Montgomery is a nice size house.
That's a you can live
nice area, nice size house.
Yeah, tell Eddie Bader, you know, hey, I need something nice for $175,000. He'll come back with lots of selections.
Really will.
And options for you. He's a great guy. He sent me something.
He's very down to earth, a lot of fun, very easy to work with.
In fact, I know what he sent me. It's going to be tomorrow's Animal Morning Show opener promo video.
Oh, he has a great sense of humor, too. Yes.
He does. And I'm going to post this picture. This is Trump in all the elegance and splendor of the White House with all that fast food for the Clemson football team. And he's smiling.
That's just such a great photo.
I also posted Occasional Cortex, as we call her.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, I was a huge fan of Senator Ted Kennedy growing up. He did so much for women, empowered them, lifted them up, and then beneath that picture of her is a picture of the limo in which Mary Jo Kopechne is being lifted up out of the Chappaquiddick River.
Well, she was speaking of women in general. Mary Jo doesn't count.
Hey, I did a show from O'Bar in West Palm Beach, which is where Teddy Boy and his nephew were getting hammered the night the kid got charged with rape.
Ooh.
In the 90s. And I did my show from there with Howard Stern, mind you.
I heard Bill Bercher.
Is everybody impressed by that?
No.
I am. I heard Bill Bercher an anecdote that back when he was a local comic in Boston in the late 80s, they used to have exclusively at comedy clubs Mary Jo Kopechne nights, where all the jokes had to be about her and Ted Kennedy.
That's sick.
And that was a But it's when Ted Kennedy had this really high profile, and they're like, let's bring this dude down a little bit. We knew what you did, Ted.
Yeah.
But amazingly, and this is, again, you think that this liberal media is something recent. There's a guy who, in any other, if he were a Republican or a regular everyday citizen, would have been charged with at least involuntary manslaughter. Today, based on the DUI laws, it would have been murder.
Right.
And went on to serve. They kept sending him back. At the last minute, he says, I'll let the voters decide my fate.
Wow.
And it wasn't until he tried to run for president in 1980 when America said, you know what? Massachusetts can keep sending you back, but you really, we can't put you in the White House based on what you did to that girl. And that was 11 years later. Like, everybody's just going to forget. Steve Durow is our tax consultant for the show and has been for many years. Great guy. And we're talking that. If you have any questions, there's going to be a lot of things to that are going to change this year. And I'm at first, I was a little worried. But the more Steve has talked and how all of this works out, the less I feel like I'll be breaking rocks at Leavenworth down the road sometime or trimming the greens at Maxwell, serving my federal time. Susan, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a couple of questions. They're unrelated to each other, but and he may not know the answer, but I'm going to ask anyway, okay?
Okay.
One question is, just out of curiosity, if you decide to take your Social Security before your full retirement age,
right?
Why does the government put a cap on your income? I mean, what is it to the government if how much money you make once you start drawing your Social Security early? I mean.
Well, basically, what they're saying is you could still be working. You're before your full retirement age, and so if you want to retire, that's fine. But we're also going to make you live in poverty.
Yeah,
I mean, because we're you know, it's like because you could be a you know, you could be working and continuing to pay into the system instead of drawing out of the system. So if you make too much, we're going to, you know, we're going to start taking some of it back. And after you've made, you know, over a certain amount of money, it's like, look, you're making enough that you don't need to be drawing this. So that's
why they do. Well, I don't think that's any of their business.
Well, yeah, but they get, but they get to set the rules. I mean,
yeah,
you know, and that's the problem. That, you know, the other side of it though is you know, if you wait in, until you're 70, it's a 30% bump in what it would be at full retirement age.
If you live my life knowing all the things you did, would you wait till you were 70 for an extra?
Well,
I wouldn't.
Well, it's not just you, but I mean, it's like you got to look at longevity in your family. Like I look at, you know, like at my wife. She had, you know, it's like her mom's side of the family, all of her mom, her all her aunts and uncles, her grandmother, all that, they lived well into their 90s.
Wow.
So, okay, I'm going to take a third. I'm going to wait till I'm 70 and take a 30% bump for 20 more years. Well, that's a lot of money. Her dad's side is like that, too. But then you've got other people. It's like, yeah, everybody in my family dies by the time they're 70. Take it as early as you can, you know.
Yeah, that's, see, my family, there's no guidance there because on one side, my mom, her dad died young. On my dad's side, everybody made it at least past 70, but a couple into their 90s. There's something about the bohemian side of the family that has longevity in it.
Yeah.
But not me.
It's because they don't worry. They're just happy.
I've kind of like lived for today my whole life, and I'm not stopping now. Yeah. It's too late.
Okay, so you had a second question.
Yes.
Yeah, my second question is also out of curiosity. I've got mental property I've had for probably about 30 years, and just a few years ago, all my renters decided to quit paying rent, okay?
Okay.
Whoa.
So I went to court, and I've got paperwork, you know, filed eviction notices, all that, to no avail. They're still there, so I'm into my 5 years no rent with 11 families living on my property. And I haven't found a way to get them off of it. But my question is, why is that not a loss when I go have my taxes done? I have gone through the court system, but I could be renting those sites to people that would pay rent. But I can't claim any loss at all, none, zero.
Well, now that's not really the way it is. If you can claim the loss on anything that you spend on the property, plus the, you know, plus you've got some depreciation and things, and you don't have to, I mean, since you've received no income, you don't have to claim it. But those properties are still rental properties, so you should be able to take a loss on them for anything that you spend out of pocket, including the legal expenses in trying to evict these people. You know, you can still do it. They're still your properties and they're still rental properties. You're just having a hard time evicting somebody, but that doesn't change the fact that they're rental properties. Right. And so you can still take the property taxes off of it. You can still take any maintenance that you might have to do on it. You know, to evict somebody, if you've got paperwork, I would have the sheriff come out and, you know, then the sheriff will come and evict them.
No, they won't.
And you have a court. You have a court order.
I do.
They won't evict them.
I would be down.
No.
I'd be down in the sheriff's office going, "Why won't you evict them?"
Yeah, well, that's another thing. But anyway, it's baffling though because
is this a different county than? I mean, is it somewhere else?
Yeah, this is a little north of Montgomery.
Mm. Okay, but
I just wondered. You know, I'm losing money on the whole. And also, you know, how do you sell a property like that when a potential buyer may want to know what your rental receipts are every month, right?
Well, yeah, it's going to be real hard to sell because, you know, it's like I wouldn't buy something that had somebody in there that's tearing it up and not going to rent it.
Right.
I mean, that's, you know, so, but anything that you spend on it, you can deduct it off of your tax returns on a schedule.
Well,
you got a good lawyer? You got a kick-ass lawyer?
Well, I had a lawyer before, but this is all I got. I got $3,000 worth of paperwork.
The house I had to rent, we had somebody in there we had to get out, and he got it done in a month, gone.
Well, this is a little different. Woman. Yeah, this is a little different situation. I rent the land, and they have mobile homes on it.
Oh, I see.
And I can't touch their property, so that makes it hard. But my question was just because, you know, why can't I take a loss? I'm unable to rent any of it. And
Well, here's...
we got to move.
Okay, I'm going to just give my real devious side.
Susan, I'm going to let you go. Please listen on the air to Steve's answer. Go ahead.
Okay, my real devious side would say, I'm renting you the land that your trailer's on. I'm going to start renting and putting other trailers just right next to it so you got neighbors right. You know, and it's like, you know, I'd crowd them out.
I love that kind of thinking. That's why... We love having you on the air with us. 422. Oh, my God. We are running a tad behind here. Chad, I'm going to take your call right after we check traffic. We've got a major situation going on in 65.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing no problems on the interstate systems. 85 and 65 both running at a speed limit ride this afternoon. So let's take a tour around the boulevard and see if we can find anything you need to know about. It's busy at the Troy Highway. Lots of traffic in that area. It's going to take you a couple of light cycles to get through that intersection. As you move over to I-85, that is another area that just jams up every afternoon. Be patient. You'll get through there. The area around East Chase is busy this afternoon with a lot of people trying to get in and out of that area, and the Atlanta Highway Taylor Road intersection is pretty busy. If you're headed up to Wetumpka, you're going to slow down at Redland Road, also around the casino area. If you're going into Prattville, no problems at all on 31 or 65. Nothing says love like a custom piece of jewelry. Harold's Fine Jewelry can guide you through the process. Visit Harold's Fine Jewelry in their new location on the second floor of Hillwood Festival, 2870 Zelda Road. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Isn't Google Map the one that tells you when...
Waze is.
When there's... when.
The Google does it, but Waze, like Steve said, is probably the best.
Better.
Oh, I don't have that.
W-A-Z-E.
I'm not that modern yet.
Just download it from the App Store.
Is this the Legal Eagle?
Yes.
That particular chat? Welcome to the show.
Yeah. I tell you, I'd be raising hell if I had a sheriff that wasn't enforcing a court order.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can go to circuit court and get a and file a quo warranto action against the sheriff for not carrying out his duties. So there's a way to get him to do it. But, you know, you have to file an action. And, of course, what you just said a minute ago, you could deduct those expenses, I'm sure, from your rental income or lack of rental income.
Correct.
You know, your regular pass-through income. So my question is this. If you have rental property out of state, well, let's say you have rental property in Tennessee, like in Chattanooga or someplace like that, and all your income is strictly from renters there, what's your obligation in terms of your tax liability for Alabama?
Well, Alabama is going to charge tax at whatever Alabama's rate is. And so what would happen is, let's look at it, if it was in Georgia and you had to file Georgia tax, Alabama will give you a credit for what you paid in Georgia. Well, in Tennessee, since there is no tax, Alabama's going to get their money.
Okay, all right. So if you're in a state like North Carolina, then it would be like Georgia.
You would correct.
Have, you would get the credit for the taxes you paid in the other state as against what your liability would be in Alabama.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Now, I know we've got some new rules about pass-through income on the 20% tax rate now, but those phase out in a certain gross income, don't they?
They do, and depending on whether it's, you know, the type of income you have. So, you know, so there's about 8 or 10 that are considered service businesses. Unfortunately, law is one of them that...
No, I'm talking about like passive rental income. From
yeah, passive rental income, there are some special rules because each one of those things stands on its own.
Right.
You know, and then you look at, okay, what is the overall income? And, you know, there's about 15 different calculations to go in it. So, but that, yeah, that top side is, you know, is in the 300 to 400,000.
$315,000,
something like that before it starts phasing out. Yeah. And then that phases out in the, you know, 500 and something, I think. And,
well, hopefully you have enough depreciation to take care of it. So,
right.
See, I got to ask some good tax questions, Greg, didn't I?
You did, and I appreciate that, Chad.
All right, guys. All right, y'all take care. Thanks for the answers. Appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. Have a good day.
I was getting texted by Emily Hayes from our morning show.
Yeah.
And, well, we're a little behind here, but she says, is this the tax guy I need to use? And Emily, yes, he is, but he's full up, but you have people that you...
We have some. We have some. She can call and we'll, and I'll talk to her and we'll see.
She's getting married a week from Saturday. She's worried about everything.
Well, tell her don't worry about taxes right now. The government's not even open, so we can't we can't file anything till the end of the month at the earliest anyway. So,
see, that's what we love about Steve. You get an awesome answer, Emily, every single time.
So get married, have fun, and then we'll worry about taxes later.
I don't know that we ever had a more
incorrigible
version of Rich Thomas than the one that we had here this morning. He was on fire. It was a lot of fun. Let's get the forecast because winter is coming.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions. Call them today at 694-6695.
By the way, the happy voice there, that is the aforementioned Emily Hayes.
Yes.
Cheery cheek.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Chilly air in place now, but milder air is right around the corner. For tonight, mostly clear, cold again. Overnight low temperature falls to the low 30s by first thing tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, more sunshine, a milder day. We'll be in the upper 50s to around 60. Not bad for January. Then Thursday, the first of two storm systems arrives with the risk of showers Thursday afternoon and Thursday night. High Thursday, 63. We'll be in the upper 60s Friday as we are briefly in between storm systems. Then showers likely again by Saturday afternoon, Saturday night. We'll be in the upper 60s on Saturday, then drastically colder on Sunday as a big plunge of Arctic air comes into the area on gusty northerly winds. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, the new year has begun and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately, with mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service. We are a must-visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions, and so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event, and it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary, and there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings, and you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, three floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
That's
here.
That's why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the river region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tax-related music parodies that we built up over the years. We play them when Steve Duro is in the house and when we get closer to April 15th. Steve is our resident tax consultant, and this year especially, significant changes. And I want to ask a pointed question in a moment, but we have a caller waiting to talk to you, and that's Haviland.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes. I want to know if you give to charity. Would that be a write-off, or will you get a benefit for giving to charity?
Has that been taken?
You can still do it, but what's happened is they've increased the standard deduction. So there'll be a lot of people that can't itemize federal. But again, in Alabama, you are going to get that benefit because you know it's so easy to itemize in Alabama.
That was the most significant thing that it never occurred to me. How do these federal changes affect the state?
Yeah, they really don't. Other than, you know, that federal tax deduction that you get will go down because your federal taxes went down. But as far as how we prepare an Alabama return, it's pretty much the same. So if you've been able to deduct that on your Alabama contributions on your Alabama return, you still can do that. Depending on if you can itemize your deductions or not, you can still take off on the federal side too. So it's just going to be harder for people to itemize on the federal because they've taken the standard deduction up. I mean, they've doubled it, mm-hmm. basically.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. You know what we should do right now? We should redeem the Baumhauer's winning word before we go to the next break.
Right now?
Right now.
Wow.
So if you're listening this morning, you know what that word is. And we need that word alone at 272-9228. If you're the ninth caller with it, you will win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, and you can redeem that up Eastern Boulevard there, just north of Vaughn Road, or you can go downtown to 201 Union and park for free and avoid this weather that Rich has been describing. So we'll wait for you, 272-9228, and tomorrow, Emily Hayes and Fiance will be our special guests at the Boulevard location for our Wednesday night roundtable gathering. We hope you'll come and join us for that. And we're looking forward to it. I have a little surprise for them tomorrow. All right, phones are ringing, so let's go through them. Caller 1, thank you for trying. Your caller 2, thank you very much. Your caller 3, try again quickly. Caller 4, it's not too late, try again. And caller 5. Now we go back to number 6. You are caller 7. This one is always the toughest. You are caller 8. I think they did that deliberately, too. Hi, who's this?
Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. I'm looking for a certain word here. Can you give me that word?
I hope I don't have my days mixed up. Is it buttermilk?
That's the word I needed. Buttermilk was the winning word today, so you have won lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Thanks.
You know what's been great about this? We've had a lot of women win the contest, and they generally, I wonder if they listen, but they are. So this is great. I'm very happy.
You made I listen a lot.
Sorry about that.
We're all very happy that you called. And one, hang on, Joey's going to get your information. So you can come and pick up your prize. Hold on. That's great. We'll do it again tomorrow. We give the word out a few times between 6 and 9 a.m., and then we redeem it here in the afternoon. If you do not, especially with the cold weather that's coming, we're talking about wind chills. If I'm not mistaken, Rich was talking about near 10 early next week. This would be a good time to team up with Clark's and make sure you have good protection for the comfort of you and your family. A Clark's Club membership gets you 2 annual tune-ups to your system. And they're the best at what they do. They hire the best technicians. They're all thoroughly background checked and vetted. And they agree to be drug tested on an ongoing basis because Clark's just wants to be that sure about the folks they're sending to people's homes. So you can trust the people to come to take care of you. They leave your system running efficiently. And if you need a repair to prevent a major systemic failure, well, you get that at a discount on parts and labor when you're a Clark's Club member. So it's worth a call to 277-2125. They were the first people I called when the bedroom carpeting got soggy. That shouldn't be happening. So they figured out the source of that. And then we call in the troops to finish the rest of the repair. And when you're a Clark's Club member, you get, I call it urgent care, but immediate response. They're on duty 24-7 for you once you're part of their team. So call them at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Back to the traffic dungeon. We have Fox Business, Rich's Forecast, and then we're back with Steve Durow.
Boy, it's nice when the traffic is moving as smooth as it is today. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing no accidents and no hassles on the interstates. I-85 and 65 are running along smooth. We are starting to see the exodus from downtown and the military bases. If you're in those areas, be careful. Traffic will be building up. Haynes Ambulance making an emergency run this afternoon up Ann Street towards the Atlanta Highway. The Atlanta Highway is moving pretty smooth today, as a matter of fact. A little bit of bunching of traffic around Taylor Road and the Boulevard. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lot. Stay comfortable in their giant showroom or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Chilly air in place now, but milder air is right around the corner. For tonight, mostly clear, cold again. Overnight low temperature falls to the low 30s by first thing tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, more sunshine, a milder day. We'll be in the upper 50s to around 60. Not bad for January. Then Thursday, the first of two storm systems arrives with the risk of showers Thursday afternoon and Thursday night. High Thursday, 63. We'll be in the upper 60s Friday as we are briefly in between storm systems. Then showers likely again by Saturday afternoon, Saturday night. We'll be in the upper 60s on Saturday, then drastically colder on Sunday as a big plunge of Arctic air comes into the area on gustily northerly winds. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Ready to get out of town? Open a vacation savings account with ASC. Go ahead and set that money aside so when you're ready to feel the sand in your toes, your vacation is already paid for. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
From the Fox Business Network. Well, millions of Americans will have to pay more to watch their favorite shows and movies. Netflix announcing it's raising prices for its most popular plan from $11 a month to $13 a month, and that is the biggest price increase since the company started its streaming service 12 years ago. Stocks snapping a two-day losing streak on Wall Street Tuesday with the Dow, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all closing higher. The partial government shutdown apparently is having an impact on businesses. The CEO of Delta saying the shutdown will cost the company $25 million this month. It's mainly because federal workers and contractors are not using the airline to travel right now. And finally, a majority of employees are willing to make a move. 62% of workers tell the staffing firm Robert Half they would consider moving to a new city for a job. Better pay and perks would be the top factor in that decision to relocate. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has the power tool brands pros count on every day. Come in now during our Pro Stock Up and Save event and get 15% off all Hitachi tools and accessories. But hurry, it's for one day only. Plus, you get the confidence of knowing that every power tool comes with our price match guarantee. So, Pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer ends 1/15. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com/price match for terms and conditions. U.S. only.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all, from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Automatic Tax Extension Filer. You've known for months that tax day was coming up, but you just keep putting off filling out those forms, like putting off a visit to the proctologist.
Yes, the two are similar.
You put the pro in procrastination.
Why do today when you can do months from now? Yeah.
So on deadline day, don't panic and forget the long form, short form, or easy. Just mail off Form 4868 and breathe a six-month sigh of relief, just like Mr. Automatic Tax Extension Filer, a real American hero.
Mr. Automatic Tax Extension Filer.
Late penalty and interest will still apply.
Steve Duro is our guest, our in-house financial consultant, my good friend. Also can answer some questions on golf and bowling techniques. You know, I still have my locker at Bama Lanes. I went down there a couple of weeks ago and keep meaning to go and keep wanting to go, and I just haven't found the motivation. What's kept you away for 2 years?
Well, we used to go every Christmas Eve. I mean, and bowled on Christmas Eve. Did the lunch and bowl thing.
That's
on
cool.
Christmas Eve. And it was, but then my kids moved away and started having kids. And so, you know, so then we're not here usually then. So a lot of it was time started. I started, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, now taking Taekwondo. And I stopped doing that at the beginning of last year. I hurt my upper back. So. But I made it to second degree black belt and that, but that was three nights a week. And so doing that three nights a week and then bowling one night a week, it was like, my wife was like, yeah, no, that ain't happening. So, and I just kind of got away from it. It was, what was real funny is a couple Christmases ago, it's like, I couldn't find my bowling balls or my shoes or it's like, where is all this stuff? I said, oh, well, we're just going to go, and I'll just use the house ball. So we go up there, and I just happened to ask, I said, do y'all have a lost and found? Yeah, we have one. We went back there. Look, my bowling ball and shoes were back there for a year and a half.
Wow. So I just paid and rented the locker. In fact, they gave me number 96 because I was on 96 FM then.
Yeah, okay.
And it was good to know. Of course, you know, there is a certain unmistakable aura when you leave a pair of bowling shoes in an enclosed space for 2 years without ventilation. But it made me nostalgic because I really enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We never won, but we bowled with some good people, and we saw a few perfect games up there.
Yeah.
But it got to Tuesday night, and things that bother me, and this the same thing happens on the golf course when you're playing with just everyday folks. There's always a few posers.
Right.
And, you know, we'd be getting to 9 o'clock, and that's a little bit past what I'm normally trying to get into bed because I got to get up at 2:30. And I finally hit the wall and said, if I'm not out of here by, if we haven't started the third game by 8:30, I'm going to skip it. You're just going to have to take my average. And I finally said, you know what? Maybe a senior league or something on the weekend.
Or a Saturday league, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I really miss it. I really had a good time up there. Bobby still owns it, right? I think. Didn't Bobby buy it from?
From Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I haven't been there.
I haven't seen either one of those guys in so long.
Yeah.
I've only been up to the one in Prattville once in the last few years, just asking for a friend. So one of the things, you know, every year we come in and there's always subtle changes and alterations. And, of course, I think you started coming in to talk to us when the whole Obamacare thing came down and how people, do I have to pay a penalty? What's the deal? What is the deal with that now? What do you have to prove? You have health coverage? Okay. Or
for 2018, you still do have to prove that you had coverage, and there is still the penalty. It went away on January 1, 19. So if you don't want to have insurance now, you don't have to have insurance, and there is no penalty. There is no longer a mandate that you have to have the insurance. The other things are still in place, so you can still get the subsidies. There's still the tax credit for the people who don't make a lot of money, but now to get the tax credit, you have to go through healthcare.gov. You can't just go straight to Blue Cross and get it and then go, oh, I should have gotten the subsidy, but I didn't take it, and I want a tax credit. They are going to make you go. But it's the same insurance. So you go through healthcare.gov, you still get the same Blue Cross insurance, but you get the benefits of, you know, it's like, well, I did pay for some of my health insurance. I paid $200 a month, and at the end of the year, it figures up because of your income, you should have only paid $50 a month. That $150 extra a month, that $1,800, you would get as a tax credit.
Oh, really?
So all of that stuff is still in place. What the new law did was, for beginning January 1 of this year, 19, you no longer have to prove that you had it, and there's no penalties if you don't have it. So it gives people that option to, you know, that are either real healthy or real young that, you know, or don't make very much money, just to go, yeah, I'd just rather not have insurance.
The whole thing has just still gotten worse. I was reading something. Isn't Medicare, like occasional corporate, free Medicare for everybody?
Yeah, but does everybody want to be on Medicare? Because, I mean, the thing is you're going to a single payer, and just like the whole thing of you can keep your doctors, there's some doctors that don't take Medicare.
Right.
Well, if everybody's on Medicare, what are those doctors going to do?
Yeah.
And, you know, you're starting to see some doctors now that are, you know, they're called concierge doctors.
Yes.
Where it's like, you just pay me a fee every month, and I'm on call all the time for you. Well, my wife and I, we do one of these Christian Share programs.
I just recommended that to a friend of mine who lost her insurance.
And, you know, we just decided how much money we would take as our hit each year, as far, which was actually was about $2,000 less than what Blue Cross's deductible would be.
And we pay, you know, between, I think we're paying about $350 a month for the two of us. Versus we were going to be paying, I think this year it'd be almost $2,100 for the two of us to have the Blue Cross. So I'm saving $1,800 a month. Well, if I save that money, I've got more than what would be my, quote, deductible. And the way it works is if we go to the doctor, we just tell them we're private pay. Mm-hmm. Tell me what this is going to cost before I do it. You know, if the doctor wants an MRI versus a CT scan, you don't have to have the CT scan first so that he can then order the MRI. He can go straight. And so the doctors can then be doctors. And they like it because at the end of the visit, I'm writing you a check. There's no paperwork to file. There's none of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It just makes it easy. And, you know, when you and I were kids, nobody had health insurance.
No.
You may have had a catastrophic hospital plan so that if, you know, something happened, you were in the hospital for 3 months,
yeah,
you know, something catastrophic, it would help. But you went to the doctor and you paid the doctor. And when the insurance companies got involved, it's when everything started skyrocketing.
You know, this wonderful plan that was rammed up our ass 9 years ago, whatever it was, it's just been the most toxic, destructive thing I've ever seen. There are still stories from hell. Every year, like, we have a company plan. And when I started here, it was awesome. It was top of the line, minimal employee contribution, very, very reasonable annual deductible. And all of that's out the window. Our contributions had to go up. The deductibles had, so he can continue to provide it. So it's been a real burden for employers who want to do that.
Absolutely.
And that has, I'm just wondering if that's going to improve at some point where they find a way to go more free market and reduce the cost.
Well, I think real, for, and this is just strictly my opinion, mm-hmm, I don't have any real evidence of this, but I believe that if they would treat health insurance like they do car insurance, okay, it's portable across state lines,
right,
and bring that competition in, the price would have to go down.
Why are they so unable to do this? This is what I don't understand.
Because the lobbyists,
oh, the lobbyists
do not want it because each state has its own little monopoly.
Like the lobbyists the Democrats are cavorting with on Puerto Rico right now during this government shutdown?
I don't know who. These lobbyists, the insurance lobbyists, are lobbying both sides. So it's not a Democrat-Republican. It's a politician thing. And because they don't want it passed because they make too much money.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion, again, they're making too much money doing it that way versus, let's just, okay, I'm gonna look at myself. The AICPA, which is the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants,
mm-hmm,
thousands of accountants belong to it, but they can't offer health insurance because they're in 50 different states. But if it was portable across state lines, they could have this one major group,
yep,
and offer health insurance. Well, now I've got this big group. So in people like me that is just a little sole proprietor, instead of me having to buy individual, I could buy in a group.
Yeah.
Some of us are healthy, some are not, but they could then spread the cost, and that
right,
would cause it to go down. And so...
if you had competing large pools, that's why it's better voluntary on a market. Instead of one big single payer, you could have competing groups so they would specialize or be able to
absolutely
negotiate against one another.
Let's grab this call from Charlie before we hit Fox at 5. Time is flying this afternoon. Steve Duro's in the house. Charlie, good morning. Afternoon. Jeez. Charlie.
Yes.
You're on the air with Steve.
Hello, Steve.
How are you, sir?
Fantastic. We got a question about taxes. I've been on disability for a while. 2017, I did not have to file taxes going to my tax man. In 2018, I sold a house. Do I still have to pay taxes on my capital gains? Or can I, what do I need to do?
Was it your personal residence or rental property?
It's my personal house.
Yeah, you don't have to, unless you made more than $250,000, it's not taxable. Or if you're married, if you made more than $500,000 on it, then that's the only way you would have to file. Personal residence, you can sell every 2 years, and it's not a taxable event.
That's what I didn't know, young man.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you're full of good news for people today. I love this. Even me, it's made a huge difference in my afternoon between you and David Fagan. You know, Steve's the guy you want when you want to make sure that your tax situation is in the best possible hand. He doesn't come on because we're not advertising for Steve or anything like that, but you know, he is of the caliber of person that so many of our sponsors offer. We were just talking about Clark's a few moments ago, and it's the same with Mr. Electric. They are just so good, such a great business model. When you have any type of electrical service, whether, and you got to be mindful, you know, of the dangers that can exist. So if you hear a buzzing sound, you're not even sure where it's coming from, not a good thing. Call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. If you want something installed, we got the Ring system for our doorbell, and I absolutely love it, but I didn't even think about trying to put it in myself, because anything that says, well, it's so easy, you can install it, I know I'm probably going to damage my property or do something horrible. Mr. Electric put it in, it works like a charm, and it's great. Also upgraded our security lighting and motion lighting, and we have illumination in places where it didn't exist, and they've completely changed. In fact, the lady that sold us the house we live in came over last night and just loved it. Because of the improvements to the property and the things that Mr. Electric has done for us, when you need an electrician, these are master certified, the very best at what they do. When you have a job, if you know in advance what it is you want done, whether it's a ceiling fan install or whatever, they give you upfront pricing, and that's what you pay. And when they say they'll be there at 9 o'clock in the morning, guess what? Your Ring system is going to show your Mr. Electric certified electrician outside the door at 9. They just have it down to a fine science, and they're great people to work with. They're very easy. You know, it's another thing, it's so consistent with businesses we work with, and Mr. Electric fits right in that consumer friendly customer service devotedness that you just love to have, to feel appreciated. So you're in the best possible hands. 269-8886 or visit MrElectric.com for more information. 4:58, we have Fox News coming up, and then Brad McDonald will join us. It looked like it was a pretty good day in the market.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing our first accident of the afternoon. It's at Vaughn and Taylor Roads. It's an accident with injury. Emergency crews en route, and Haynes Ambulance will be responding to that, so make room for the emergency crews. Otherwise, interstate's running very smooth this afternoon. I-65 and 85 running along without any hassles. The boulevards where you're going to find delays at most of the major intersections, Troy Highway, I-85, and the Wetumpka Highway. If you're up in Millbrook, the Highway 14-143 intersection is full of traffic this afternoon. Be careful, our big part of the rush hour is about to begin. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh, new look. Shop the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deepsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing